100 years ago, America's favorite liver cure promised to make your sluggish liver lively and brighten your mood. The secret ingredient? It was a laxative. Now fast forward to today, and we are still falling for the same scam. Marketing hasn't changed. Only now it's probiotic hangover shots, orange juice detoxes, and the infamous olive oil liver flush that convinces people their poop is made of gallstones. I'm your chief medical explanationist, Dr. Terry Simpson, and this is Fork U, Fork University, where we make sense of the madness, bust a few myths, and teach you a little bit about food and medicine. In the late 1800s, every ache, bad mood, and upset stomach was blamed on sluggish liver. If you were tired or cranky, clearly your liver wasn't lively enough. Enter Carter's Little Liver Pills, promising to fix everything from headaches to biliousness, which is just an old-fashioned way of saying you feel like crap. Here's a reality check. Carter's didn't treat the liver. Their active ingredient was Acascara sagadra, which is a laxative. The pill just made you poop. But back then, for most people, pooping was detox. Some things never change. Carter's was marketing genius. A vague condition, a miracle cure, a mass appeal. They sold so many pills that the phrase, "more than Carter's got pills," became American slang for being a ridiculous amount. That formula hasn't changed. Invent a vague condition, sluggish liver, blame it for everything, sell the solution. Does that sound familiar? Today's influencers are still doing it, but with better branding and hashtags. So let's fast forward to modern detox scams, Dose, Z-Biotics, and the liver flush. Dose for your liver. You've probably seen the ads for it. It's a wellness shot promising to, quote, cleanse your liver, unquote, and, quote, support 500 functions, unquote. It's orange juice sweet loaded with milk thistle and turmeric and cites clinical enzyme reductions in people who already had abnormal liver tests. Then there's the Z-Biotic pre-alcohol. It's a probiotic marketed to break down acetaldehyde, the so-called hangover toxin. Here's the truth. Acetaldehyde is mostly cleared by your liver, not your gut, and mostly it's already cleared by the time you are waking up and reaching for the water and aspirin. Gut microbiome handles less than 5% of the acetaldehyde. And hangovers? Well, while it's complex, hangovers are a combination of alcohol itself, a little bit of dehydration, and a lot of inflammation, including inflammation in your brain. Acetaldehyde isn't great, but again, mostly it's gone when your hangover is flourishing. Now let's go to the famous 1946 liver flush scam. Yep, it's been around that long and we still haven't learned. You've probably seen it online. It's a variation of drinking olive oil and lemon juice before bed, and the next morning, you poop out green marble-sized stones. Wellness gurus cheer. See? Gallstones are leaving your body. No need to have your gallbladder out. Here's the reality check. Those green blobs are soapstones. They're a combination of olive oil, lemon juice, and bile chemically reacting in your intestines. Real gallstones are calcified cholesterol or pigmented stones formed in the gallbladder, and they are often as hard as pebbles. They do not dissolve overnight, and they do not pass out that way. And if your gallbladder has already been removed, guess what? You still flush stones, because they're not stones at all. In spite of what the chiropractors will tell you, there is no such thing as a gallbladder flush. If you truly have gallstones, you're not flushing them out in mason jar detox. You should be seeing a surgeon. Here's a quick pause. If you're already enjoying Fork U's, please hit subscribe. Give us a great review. Fork U is free wherever you listen. And if you want more, head to my Substack at drsimpson.com, where you'll find references, bonus posts, and a place to debate me about detoxes, goat testicles, and bad TikTok trends. So let's get back to some things that can actually help your liver. Now, I can't sell you these things, but I can tell you about them. Because nobody can really sell them to you, you're probably not going to see them talked about too much. But let's talk about what actually works. 3 cups of black coffee a day. Yep. Plenty of good evidence showing that this reduces the risk of cirrhosis, that's scarring of the liver, and reduces fatty liver disease. Blueberries and polyphenol-rich fruits, like strawberries and stone fruits, they're tremendous antioxidant support, anti-inflammatory support, far better than turmeric. High-fiber foods, like beans, greens, and whole grains, they really kind of aid that gut-liver access. The fiber is actually feeding the microbiome that you need, which is actually protecting you against yourself. Feed your bacteria, they will keep you happy. Exercise, 150 minutes a week, reduces fatty liver risk even if you don't have any weight loss. And please moderate your alcohol. I know that there isn't a safe level of alcohol, certainly nothing safe about 50 grams of alcohol, but no supplement, no probiotic undoes binge drinking and the harm it does. And finally, vaccinate against hepatitis. Prevention beats any detox shot. By the 1950s, here's what happens to Carter liver pills. Science caught up. People were tired of it. Constipation wasn't liver failure, and sluggish liver was marketing fluff. In 1959, the FTC told Carter to stop using liver in its name. So they rebranded, and it fizzled, and it disappeared. But the marketing DNA lives on. Every detox production today owes Carter a thank you note. Carter's little liver pills prove it. Medicine evolves, marketing doesn't. A century later, we're still buying the same promise. Just shinier bottles and better fonts. Thanks for listening to this episode of 4Q. Please see the blog associated with this at yourdoctorsorders.com and 4Q.com for references. And please note, while I am a board-certified doctor, I am not your doctor. If you're seeking medical information or considering a diet change, please consult your own board-certified physician and registered dietitian, not a chiropractor or an Eastern-trained shaman. The episode was written and researched by me, Dr. Terry Simpson, all things audio by my friends at Simpler Media, and the pod god himself, Mr. Evo Terra. Hey Evo, if olive oil and lemon juice really flush gallstones, would that make salad dressing the ultimate surgery alternative?
Yeah, I really don't want to consider gallstone-based salad dressings. Thank you very much. Oh, welcome back.